Chad. How you doing? Tommy from the Polaris Supreme. Hey, we just got in yesterday off a five-day trip. Thought I'd call and give a little wrap-up on the trip. We had some really good fishing, of course, and we only had 16 anglers. Limited load trip. Tom Chaparro does a trip every year, 6 day, and just takes out 16 guys. Really cool deal. Anyways, first 3 days we spent fishing bluefin, and we were getting like 50, 80 fish a day. You know, and it wasn't real super consistent for everybody. We were just lucky, and one of those guys that got good fish every day. Our first day, the fish ranged in the 40, 50-pound class. Second day, we're catching fish that was, I was calling 15 to 25 pounds, 15, 22, probably being real honest. You know, some of the guys were calling them bigger. And we had some bigger fish, too, mixed in there. You know, we had some 68, 70, almost 70s, not quite, mixed in there on that second day, too. Our third day, we got into really good fishing on the smaller grade fish. And after that was a done deal, we kind of could see the signs. You know, the whole thing was dying down and falling apart. So we bombed on down and did some yellowtail fishing the following day and got lucky and got a school down there and had a fantastic yellowtail fishing. It was like 18 to 25 pounds, maybe some bigger, a few smaller. Real nice grade of fish, good mix. The following day, the last day of our trip, we ended up running up the line and had about 2 hours of fish. We decided we'd go ahead and do it rock cod. It was kind of choppy weather offshore. We couldn't make it up to the tuna pins that had just gone off, and I'm sure you guys have put out enough dope about that tuna pins. I don't need to go on and on about how good fishing that was for the last 3 days. But anyways, we did some rock cod fishing and ended up winding up the trip yesterday afternoon. Talked to my charter head off the trip today here, and he was telling about his ruby rare ahi he cooked and everything last night. And what intrigued me the most then was sounded the most fun was his macadamia nut encrusted rock cod, which was reds he ate there. So that sounded pretty fun. And while I'm on that, if anybody needs a fish recipe, hey, we got 4 killer cookbooks on the Polaris Supreme website. Takes a minute or so for them to download, but it's definitely worth it if you're looking for some fish hors d'oeuvre recipes or meals or what have you. One of my passengers in our fall trips has put it together over the last 4 years, and man, they're killer. Excellent. Anyways, talked to Drew, who left last night on a 3-day trip. They had about a dozen nice grade 40, 50-pound grade bluefin tuna on the tuna pins last night. They did it again this morning. He had good fishing right off the bat there. He was one of the guys that got lucky and got a decent school, got about 26 fish, I think he told me, and around 10:30 it just kind of died. So he boogied offshore, and when I spoke to him just before I called you, he had some good yellowtail fishing going on. He just pulled up on a kelp patty and had to get going on that. So everything's good on the Polaris Supreme here. Anybody wants to book online, just give us a call. You can book with us, or if you want to book online, you can go ahead and just click on the link there, and it'll take you right to the website, and you can book a trip with the Polaris Supreme. Tommy from the Polaris Supreme, talk to you later, Chad. Take care. Bye.